We're going to get started here pretty soon. We're waiting for the Appropriations Committee to, they've just broken up, and they're hoofing it off over here. So as soon as they get here, we'll start. The Senate will please come to order. Please stand for presentation and posting of the color guards by the Cheyenne East School ROTC Color Guard. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Play ball. I invite Father Cronkleton to give the invocation. Amen. Please be seated. Thank you, Father, and I hope these folks can live up to your prayer. Will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Here.
Barnard?
Here.
Bebout?
Here.
Boner?
Here.
Burns?
Here.
Case?
Present.
Christensen?
Here.
Coe?
Here.
Cooper?
Here.
Kraft?
Here.
Dockstetter?
Here.
Driscoll?
Here.
Emmerich?
Here.
Escabel?
Here.
Geis?
Here.
Hastert?
Here.
Hicks?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Kinski?
Here.
Landon?
Here.
Meyer?
Here.
Pappas?
Here.
Perkins?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
Ross?
Here.
Rothfuss?
Here.
Scott?
Here.
Von Fladen? Wasserberger? President Nicholas.
Here.
30 present.
All members of the Wyoming Senate are present. President, you're all president today. Enjoy. Senator Brian Boehner is appointed to fill the unexpired term occasioned by the resignation of Senator Jim D. Anderson, Senate District 2. Senator Boehner, welcome to the Senate. We're glad to have you. You'll notice, Senator, that you're behind in front of the majority floor leader, and that's you can figure out why. But if it's any consolation, the majority floor leader and Speaker of the House surrounded me by about four people to keep an eye on me, and none of them did a very good job. Our doctor of the day is Dr. Brad Jepson from Cheyenne. Not sure if he's here, but is he here? Well, if and when he shows up, we'll thank him, but we certainly thank him for being willing to perform that function. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Oh, you've moved. There you go.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the following named persons be placed in nomination as a new employees of the Senate and that they be voted on collectively. Will the reading clerk please read the names of the new employees and their respective positions?
Addy Ceballos, Agriculture and Travel Secretary. Naomi McGowan, Labor and Transportation Secretary. Dick Morrison, Education and Revenue Secretary. Chandler Pauling, Student Page. Randy Fetzer, Reader.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That motion is carried. Let's welcome our new staff. When we went out looking for a reader, our requirement was a nice baritone voice, and it sounds like we've got one. Welcome. I've changed appointments to several standing committees over time with respect to folks leaving and coming. The reading clerk will read the changed committee memberships.
Education, Senator Co-Chairman, Senators Duckstatter, Landon, Pappas, and Rothfuss. Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, Senator Meyer, Chairman, Senators Boehner, Emmerich, Johnson, and Escobel. Labor, Health, and Social Services, Senator Scott, Chairman, Senators Boehner, Driscoll, Peterson, and Kraft.
The next item of business is the notice to the governor. I direct the chief clerk to notify His Excellency, the governor, that the 2016 budget session of the Senate, 63rd Wyoming State Legislature, is organized and ready to receive any communications he may desire to submit. And then we will provide notice to the House. I direct the chief clerk to notify the House that the 2016 budget session of the Senate, 63rd Wyoming State Legislature, is organized and ready to receive any communications they may desire to submit. Folks, it's my pleasure to introduce the University of Wyoming Happy Jack under the direction of Dr. Nicole Lamartine. Welcome to the Wyoming Senate. Are they here? I think they're behind this. I saw them in the hallway. There we go. The Senate will stand at ease till the sound of the gavel.
Thank you, everybody. We are the University of Wyoming Happy Jack.
our goal is to go around the state and promote young singing. We're going to start here today by honoring the country by singing the national anthem, which we had the pleasure of singing at a Colorado Rockies game this last summer. So please stand and remove your hats.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
I'm on my last semester as a music major, and yeah.
I'm Quentin Mignot. I'm a freshman at UW, and I'm studying physiology.
Hi, I'm Trent Hanson. I'm a transfer student. I'm a sophomore, and I'm studying mechanical engineering.
I'm Trey Travis. I'm the current frontman of the group. I'm majoring in molecular biology and chemistry at UW. I'm a junior.
I'm Tyler Bloom. I'm a senior at UW, and I'm studying criminal justice and pre-law.
I'm Ross Breedlove. I'm a senior political science major, and I'm from Torrington, Wyoming.
I'm Brendan Ruard. I'm a junior percussion major.
I'm Paul Sherman. I'm a senior economics major.
Hi, I'm Ty Hebert. I'm a senior vocal performance major.
And with that, we'll sing our next song. This is going to be A Good Life, and it's going to feature Ross Breedlove on the solo.
Oh, this has got to be the good. This has got to be the good. This has got to be the good.
Thank you.
Please come back to order. The next order of business is introduction of bills. You know, sitting up here, looking around, trying to figure out the words to express how it feels up here, and the only thing that I could think of is aquarium. Look behind you. We're like the fish in here. Like one of those movies where people live it inside the glass frame. Catch and release, that's right. Let's see, I think we're going to, unless there's messages from the House, we'll go on to introduction. Should we go to introduction of bills? We'll do introduction of bills. The next order of business is introduction bills. Senate file 2, would the reading clerk please read in the bill?
Senate File 2, Attorney General Opinions Legislative Request, sponsored by Management Council.
Senate File 2 is assigned to Committee Number 2. What did I do? I mean, where's my script? You've already exceeded your 3 minutes while I was talking.
All right.
Okay, it's just the rules are that each person can speak to the admission of the bill. It needs to be have two-thirds majority vote. You're allowed to speak 3 minutes on the introduction of the bill. There's no opportunity for folks generally to get up and talk on the opposite side. Set of file 2, Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for the introduction of Senate File 2 and ask for your favorable consideration. Mr. President, this bill comes from Management Council, and it deals with Attorney General Opinions Legislative Request. And if you look at the statutes,
We have some language in there that doesn't really clarify, other than during a session, who shall actually receive Attorney General's opinions. If you look at the bill, Mr. President, and go to page 2, it specifies how and when these opinions shall be generated. And if you look at page 2, line 4, elected and appointed state offices, requests by any legislator or legislative body shall be submitted in accordance with the paragraphs B through D. Mr. President, B through D is as follows. Either branch of the legislature, when in session, in accordance with our rules of each house. Number C, the management council of the legislature, when the legislature is not in session. And D, any legislator involving a potential personal conflict of interest or other specific factual personal ethical issues confronting the legislator in his legislative capacity related to application of Wyoming law to specific fact situation. Mr. President, this really clarifies that there's been instances where there have been a lot of requests for Attorney General's opinions outside the session. People, in fact, have used those. We've had conflicting people come for Attorney General's opinions on both sides of the issue. This clarifies it, and I would ask you to vote aye.
Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
No.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case? Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
No.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
No.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer? Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
No.
Von Platern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 22 aye, 8 no.
Senate File 2, having received the two-thirds majority of the votes, is hereby referred to committee number 12, Rules Committee. I should say that having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds, Senate File 2 has passed introduction. Senate File 5, will the reading clerk please read in the bill?
Senate File 5, Pesticide Education Funding, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee.
Senator Driscoll.
Mr. President, this bill involves revenue generation. Should be in the House. It's in the wrong body.
The chair rules that the objection is out of order at this time, and that's something we'll address later on. Senator Geis.
Mr. President, I move Senate File 5 and ask for a two-thirds favorable vote. What we're doing here is on page 1 under section 35-7356 is moving the fee from $75 to $90. And then over on page 2, line 4, the same thing. And then on page 8, why the $15 of the fees collected pursuant to this subsection shall be deposited in the pesticide education account in the Department of Ag, which is hereby created, funds in the pesticide education account on continuous appropriation to the department, and shall only be used to provide funds for the pesticide applicator certificate. A certificate program provided by the University of Wyoming.
You've heard the explanation of the bill. Mike. Roll call. You've heard the explanation of the bill. Roll call on the bill.
Anderson?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
No.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
No.
Landon?
No.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Scott? Von Platen?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 15 aye, 15 no.
Senate File 5, having failed to receive a two-thirds majority vote, Senate File 5 has failed introduction. Senate File 7, first reading of the bill. Will the reading clerk please read in the bill?
Senate File 7, Landfill Remediation Priority List, sponsored by Minerals Committee.
Senate File 7, explanation on the bill. Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move Senate File 7 for introduction and ask the body for favorable consideration. Mr. President, this is the landfill remediation priority list that we've received for the last several years. This is the updated version brought to you by the Minerals Committee. It does not change policy in any way. It is simply an update that's brought to us each year by the DEQ that has to be put into session law that offers their priorities. There have been no substantial changes to the priorities, and the priority changes that have been made are based on potential reassessments by the Department of Environmental Quality, as well as the accomplishment of previously existing tasks on the list. I'd ask the body to introduce so that we can get this year's landfill remediation priority list passed.
You've heard an explanation of the bill. Roll call on Senate File 7.
Anderson?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Platen?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 aye.
Senate File 7, having received two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 8, first reading of the bill. Will the reader please read it in?
Senate File 8, Bicycle and Pedestrian System Task Force, Travel Committee, sponsor.
For an explanation of the bill, Senator Cooper.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Let me get your mic. Oops, there you go.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 8, Bicycle and Pedestrian System Task Force. Senate File 8, Senators, is a joint interim committee bill that creates a task force to study opportunities for bicycle and pedestrian pathways throughout the state. The task force actually is shown in the bill, is 11 members appointed by the governor from the various state agencies, local governments, tourism, and also bicycle and equestrian groups. As you can see listed on pages 2 through 3 in the bill, as indicated on page 6, section D of the bill, you will see that there is no appropriation for this task force members. The members that are state employees shall be considered part of their employment, and also the public members. We talked to them, and those groups said they would be glad to serve without any reimbursement for serving on the task force itself. So there is no remuneration for any of those members. However, starting on page 3 in section C, it talks about what the task force will do and what it's to accomplish and its expected outcomes, and briefly including some of the opportunities for pathways in the state, understanding health benefits and recreational opportunities, understanding economic development benefits through enhanced tourism opportunities also, identifying funding options for state and local government, including private, corporate, nonprofit, and various government programs. Also, they're to consider safety and cost guidance recommendations for construction and design through coordination through YDOT and federal land management agencies. Bicycling, Mr. President, has become a considerable force in the tourism industry. And as we know today, with the falling revenues that we have in mineral industry, we're thinking this may provide the state with opportunities to get the ball rolling in that direction, as well as provide healthy outdoor recreational opportunities for our residents. Like I said, there is no appropriation in this bill whatsoever, and I urge you your favorable consideration of this revolutionary idea.
You've heard the explanation of the bill. Roll call.
Anderson. Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout. Boner.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
No.
Johnson.
Aye.
Kinski.
Landon. Aye.
Meyer. Pappas.
Aye.
Perkins.
No.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Bonfladen.
Aye.
Wasserberger.
Aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 27 ayes, 3 noes.
Senate File 8, having received two-thirds majority, is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 9, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 9, Railroad Quiet Zones, sponsored by Transportation Committee.
For an explanation of the bill, Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 9, Railroad Quiet Zones. Mr. President, there was an unexpended funds in the Railroad Quiet Zone footnote 7 of the session laws. Those unexpended funds, we seek to reappropriate those and put them into a railroad quiet zone statute. Essentially, if you recall, this was some work that was done by former Speaker Buchanan. Most of the railroad quiet zones, I think, in our counties down in that area have already been taken care of. However, there's some areas in the northern part of the state, in the central part of the state, that still have some problems with trains and some crossings where you're in areas where you have cities and towns. And so what this bill seeks to do is to provide for a matching system for the different counties based on basically assessed valuation of the different counties for the first 7 counties, a 2% match, the middle 13%, and the top a 30% match. There's approximately a little over $2 million of unexpended funds. There has been an indication that these communities would like to proceed with these. They didn't get in under the wire. This just essentially extends that opportunity for them to try to get the railway quiet zones within their communities. Ask for your favorable consideration, Mr. President.
You've heard an explanation of the bill. Will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
No.
Boner?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
No.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Geis? Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
Westerberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 25 aye, 5 no.
Senate File 9, having passed, received a two-thirds vote, the vote being 25 no, yes, 5 no's, is hereby referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 11, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 11, Youth Challenge Program, sponsored by Transportation Committee.
For an explanation of the bill, Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for introduction to Senate File 11, Youth Challenge Program. Essentially, this has been an old program. The program is maturing. It provides education and structure for at-risk youth at the National Guard facilities in Guernsey. We started off with one class basically every 2 years. Now we're at two classes every year. The program has been very successful. It defers at-risk youth who can't seem to get along in the regular structured high school environment, a structured environment. It teaches them a lot of discipline. Basically, this is like boot camp high school, and it's been very effective. Some amazing results, and the lives of young people change for the better, and basically saves the state a lot of money in the long run because they're not ending up in juvenile facilities and not ending up in the court systems. They're becoming productive citizens of our society. What the bill seeks to do, Mr. President, is extend the sunset date from 2017 to 2025. It changes the state federal match from a 60 federal to a 40 federal and a 60% state match. The reason for that is because, frankly, the program has been successful. The federal match is capped at $1.5 million, and to be able to service the demand for this program, the match had to be changed. There is $1.5 million of federal funds and $2.5 million of school foundation funds. As I said, it's been very successful, and I think in the long run, it saves the state money. So I would hope for your favorable consideration. Thank you, Mr. President.
You've heard the explanation. Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
No.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich? Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
No.
Perkins, no.
Yes.
Peterson? Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott? Von Platern?
Aye.
Westerberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 27 aye, 3 no.
Senate File 11, having received two-thirds majority of the vote, which was 23 ayes, 3 no, is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 14, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 14, Student Data Privacy and Transparency, sponsored by the Education Committee.
For an explanation of the bill, Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for the introduction of Senate File 14, Student Data Privacy and Transparency, and ask the body for favorable consideration. Mr. President, this piece of legislation comes from the Joint Education Interim Committee, but originated with the Digital Information Privacy Task Force, which during the interim looked at data privacy with regard to K-12 and university students. There are a few topics that are incorporated into this legislation that arose through the task force studies. And basically one of the key conclusions was that there are very little statutory guidance either for the State Department of Education or for the school districts on how they manage student data. So this puts some of those sideboards in place. There are three primary things that this bill accomplishes, the first of which is to restrict districts' access and how they relate to social media and email and text messaging data of their students and provide some descriptions on what rights they do and don't have with regard to that. The second key is an obligation for the state superintendent of public instruction to establish criteria for the collection and use of data, private data for students, including standards and protocols to remove personally identifiable information to conduct data collection and analysis without disclosing the identity of the students whose data is being collected and used. There really aren't any lifetime requirements or use requirements for that in place, so the task force and the Joint Education Committee recommend putting those in place and establishing those guidelines. And the third aspect of this is there is no onus upon school districts to actually have a data security policy in place. So a third feature of this legislation is establishing and maintaining some guidelines for what is good collection, access, and security and use of student data by school districts, to provide those guidelines to the school districts and require that those districts actually have adopt and enforce a policy regarding the collection, access, and security of those districts, recognizing that those will be varied and depend on district needs specifically, so there's a lot of local control associated with that, but just, Mr. President, that they actually have a policy in place. I ask the body for favorable consideration on this legislation.
You have heard the explanation. Roll call on the bill.
Anderson?
No.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Burns? Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Esquivel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas? Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladeren?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 27 aye, 3 no.
Senate File 14, having received a two-thirds majority vote, the vote being 27 to 3, is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 18, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 18, Competitive Bid Specification Requirements, Senator Peterson, sponsor.
For an explanation of the bill, Senator Peterson.
qualification requirements and ask for the body's favorable consideration. It's on. This is an old friend, Mr. President. As I think everybody in the room has worked on this at one time or another. You're on the select committee. I was involved with that. Appropriations took a stab at it. Been trying to tweak this for quite some time, but our public projects, a lot of money is leaving our state in the fact that the last tweak we did was from our appropriations committee, and we actually specified that you could not, as a administrator of these bids, specify a specific product by manufacturer name. Seemed like a good idea at the time. It has turned into be a nightmare, and nobody's happy. Schools aren't happy. SFD's not happy. Basically, we have design groups that aren't happy, architects that aren't happy, nobody's happy. And we've got problems. We've got problems. What it's causing, you can imagine if you were a bidder trying to bid on a product that you didn't know exactly what the school district wanted because the manufacturer couldn't be listed. So they might put physical dimensions, not even colors. And so it's very difficult for bidders. And what a lot of our in-state bidders have elected to do is simply not to bid on these projects. And so, again, a lot of our state money is leaving our state for out-of-state bidders who have an inroad to out-of-state architects and design groups. So, for explanation, two simple changes on this bill. Basically, page 2, we strike the word generic and replace it with specifications of products. You can name those manufacturers. The agency on line 4 on page 3, the agency may specify suggested individual brands or manufacturers provided that similar products that meet or exceed specifications and that have been approved by the agency shall be accepted. In other words, they have to accept these substitutes if they meet the qualifications of a particular product. The problem in the past, folks, was that they were specifying product and not allowing substitutes. That's the problem. There's no problem in specifying the product by name, brand, or manufacturer, as long as I can go in and submit a product that meets those same criteria and match those same things, and it's approved. So that's the big change. The second is a shot across the bow to our manufacturers and school districts and other projects around the state. Basically, it says on line 18, an additional 5% preference shall be granted to responsible Wyoming resident suppliers bidding approved substitute items for products specified under subparagraph A of 2 of this paragraph that are not available to any Wyoming resident suppliers. What happens, folks, is basically manufacturers, because Wyoming is at size, these dealers are small, can't meet quota, so they pick up dealers out of other locations around our state. They have the inside track on these products. No Wyoming dealer can specify these or bid these products, and so they're left to bid or chase the bid, as we refer to it, with substitute items. And from the get-go, they're a disadvantage. So what we're saying to districts, design groups, contractors, architects is saying, if you're going to bid those products that are not available to Wyoming residents or Wyoming bidders, then it's going to cost the district or the state who's paying for these bills an extra 5%. That might be a reach, but I don't know what other solution there is to this problem of out-of-state architects specifying products that are not available in the state of Wyoming. So with those two changes, hopefully it will clean things up. We've involved other people in this project and trying to provide a remedy to the situation in an effort to try to keep more money in the state of Wyoming. So with that, I'd ask for the body's favorable consideration on this Senate file.
You've heard the explanation on the bill. Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Boner? Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer? Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
No.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 no.
Senate File 18, semi-competitive bids, having received two-thirds majority vote, is referred to committee number 9, Minerals. The vote was
29-1.
Are the folks at back able to hear the reader yet? You are hearing the reader? Okay, then I won't have to repeat the vote. Senate File 20, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 20, Sales and Use Tax Remedy Revisions. Senator Peterson, sponsor.
Senate File 20, explanation of the bill, Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just here fixing problems today, Mr. President. This one is regarding the Department of Revenue. It's basically, I would move Senate File 20 and ask for the body's favorable consideration on introduction. This is basically repealing a conflicting provision that we presently have. It's causing some headaches and problems out there. The main thing to remember about this bill is basically we have three different parties, the Department of Revenue, who administers these taxes, vendors who actually collect the taxes and submit them to the department, and then we also have the taxpayer or customer who pays the sales tax. What's happening is sometimes in the scheme of things, sales tax is being paid on product that is not allowing sales tax to be collected for. Vendor collects the sales tax unknowingly, discovers later as audits are performed that they've been charging sales tax where sales tax was not appropriate. Then we have a problem of credits and refunds. So the bill addresses these things. Basically, on page 2, if a vendor erroneously collects taxes from a taxpayer and remits those taxes to the department, the vendor may seek a refund or credit against subsequent tax liability only after the vendor has refunded the erroneously collected tax to the taxpayer that originally paid the tax to the vendor. In past recent cases, just this year, the errors were discovered. The vendors submitted an application for a refund. It ended up in court. State lost. The refund was given. The question that we had as a state was the taxpayers couldn't be identified. The refund wasn't offered from the vendor to the taxpayer, so the vendor got all this unlawful sales tax. What this provision does, or what this bill does, is correct that and puts some more hoops for these vendors to jump through to be able to identify those taxpayers and to get the refund based on proof of those things, making sure the money gets back to the taxpayer who paid it. Makes sense? And that's the bill. If you have any further questions, I'd be more than happy to answer, but at a later time. But that's the bill. It's to take care of a problem that we currently have, and it'll clean things up. Thank you, Mr. President.
You've heard the explanation. Roll call.
Anderson.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Boner.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Geis. Astert.
Aye.
Hicks. Johnson,
aye.
Kinski,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Pappas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Platern,
aye.
Wasserberger,
aye.
President Nicholas,
aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 30 aye.
Senate File 20, having received a two-thirds majority of the vote, is referred to committee number 3, Revenue. Senate File 21, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 21, Mineral Tax Archaic Provisions, Revenue Committee sponsor.
For an explanation of the bill, Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move Senate File 21, Mineral Tax Archaic Provisions, and ask for the body's favorable consideration for introduction. This bill is just basically what it's intended to be, is to eliminate some of this archaic verbiage. And to give you an example, We've got on page 2, line 14, commencing January 1st, 2003. There's no sense in having that wording in that anymore, so that is struck. On page 3, line 20, we strike and accept otherwise provided by law for fiscal year 1994. There's no sense in having that in there, so we strike that. And it goes on and on and on throughout the bill, striking this old archaic language, cleans up the bill, or cleans up the statute. And I'd ask for the body's favorable consideration on this good Senate file.
Roll call.
Anderson.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Boner.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Kinski.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Pappas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Platern.
Aye.
Wasserberger.
Aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 30 aye.
Senate file 21, having received two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to committee number 3, Revenue.
Senate file 23, your first reading of the bill.
Senate file 23, NRC agreement state amendments, sponsored by the Minerals Committee.
For an explanation of the bill, Senator Anderson.
Mr. President, I move Senate file 23, NRC agreement state amendments, for introduction and ask for your favorable vote. This bill amends the state's authority to regulate source material from recovery or milling and the created byproduct, which is the overburden from the comes from the mills. What we had done before was we got the NRC agreement to let us have primacy on uranium, but we didn't get the tailings and the milling materials. So this cleanup is just to give us the full spectrum of the uranium state primacy. It removes some of the federal wording you can see throughout, and it keeps Wyoming on the primacy of all the NRC agreement. That's all it does, Mr. President. I ask for your favorable vote.
Roll call.
Anderson.
Aye.
Barnard. Ebout.
Aye.
Boner. Burns.
Aye.
Well, Case.
Well, thank you.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Kinski.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Pappas.
Aye.
Perkins. Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Platern.
Aye.
Wasserberger.
Aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 30 aye.
Okay. Senate file 23, having received two-thirds majority of the vote, is hereby referred to committee number 9, Minerals. Senate files 26.
Senate File 26, Lapsing of Appropriated Funds Amendments, Management Audit Committee sponsored.
For a description of the bill, Senator Burns.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for introduction, Senate File 26. This came as a result of a Management Audit Committee report indirectly from November 2013, and it deals with the lapsing of appropriated funds. In other words, and what this bill basically deals with, and it's quite simple in its basis, it just changes the timing of both the reporting and the reversion, and it actually separates the two as separate events. This is at the request of the Office of State Auditor, and it actually calls for the reversion before the reporting, because sometimes there are some encumbrance and so forth that have to be cleaned up on that. And Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, there's a repealer on page 4, line 9, and that deals with the reversion of unexpected funds that were mistakenly carried forward. And I would ask for the body's favorable consideration for introduction.
Roll call.
Anderson.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Boner.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Escabel. Geis, Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Kinski,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Pappas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Fladern,
aye.
Wasserberger,
aye.
President Nicholas,
aye.
Closing vote. Closing, vote closed, 30-aye.
Senate File 28, having received 3/3 vote, majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 28, having received. What are we talking about? What's the problem here? What did I say? Did I pick up the next one and go? Was that 26 that got voted? Senate File 26, having received 2/3 majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. I was trying to get ahead of myself. First read of the bill, Senate File 28. Thank you.
Senate File 28, Carbon Capture, Storage, and Sequestration Permit, sponsored by the Minerals Committee.
For an explanation, Senator Von Fladern. That's Thank not going to work.
This won't work.
You can't see me.
I can't see you, but I can see. Let's see this.
There you go.
Oh,
I want to keep my eye on you.
That's the only reason. I can't think of why I have to look at you, Mr. President.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, Mr. President, I move for the introduction of Senate File 28, Carbon Capture, Storage, and Sequestration Permit. What this does is give the state primacy to determine, let our DEQ determine whether or not somebody is sequestering CO2 or they're still using it for enhanced oil recovery. And so we needed this amendment to the statutes to allow him, with the new federal regulations, to allow to keep the permission granted by the DEQ using some input from our director of the Wyoming Oil and Gas Commission. So that's all the bill does, is allow the state to still make that determination and leave it with the director of DEQ, and I ask for your favorable vote on this.
Roll call.
Anderson.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Boner. Burns,
aye.
Case,
aye.
Case no,
aye.
Christensen,
aye.
Coe, Cooper,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Dockstetter,
aye.
Driscoll,
aye.
Emmerich,
aye.
Escabel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Kinski, Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Pappas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Fladern,
aye.
Wasserberger,
aye.
President Nicholas,
aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 30-aye.
Senate File 28, having received 2/3 majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senator Von Fladern, perhaps what you could do is walk around, take a picture of these guys, and then put on the post, and you'll actually feel like you're talking to them, even though you're not. Although I figure if you can't see Senator Driscoll and Senator Hicks, that might be a bonus.
That's what I was thinking. I could also put sticky notes all over it.
Yeah. No offense taken. Senate File 29, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 29, Legislator Participation in State Benefit Plans, sponsored by Management Council.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd move Senate File 29, Legislator Participation in Benefit Council and Benefit Plans, and ask for the body's favorable consideration for introduction. What this is ultimately we have, the state has a defined benefit plan, or excuse me, defined comp plan. And what this would allow legislators to defer part or all of their legislative compensation into the deferred benefit deferred compensation plan for their own benefit. So what this does is it just allows that at your option. You have to opt in as opposed to opt out, so you'd have to opt in. And ultimately, this is something that it doesn't cost the taxpayer any more than your salary. If you want to defer part of your salary and receive the tax benefits of that and have that invested, you can do that. If you don't, you don't have to. But it is only legislative pay. There is no money that comes out of the general fund other than your pay that can be applied or used in this. It doesn't qualify. It also confirms that legislators are not part of the retirement plan. It also confirms that legislators are not part or not entitled to or not part of the health care plan. Again, it simply allows a deferral of your own money for your own benefit into the state deferred comp plan. Ask for your favorable consideration.
Roll call.
Anderson.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Boner.
Aye.
Burns. Case, Christensen,
aye.
Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Dockstetter,
no.
Driscoll,
aye.
Emmerich,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Kinski,
no.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer, Pappas, Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 26 aye, 4 no.
Senate File 29, having received 2/3 majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 12, Rules. Senate File 30, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 30, Initiative Review Process, sponsored by Management Council.
For an explanation, Senator Bebout.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 30, Initiative Review Process. Mr. Chairman, many of you are familiar with this initiative review process, and these initiatives are submitted to the Secretary of State, who can submit the proposed law to LSO for review, and there's no real requirements as to the format that's in. And a lot of times, the format that comes to LSO is quite frankly done very poorly, and it takes a lot of time by LSO to, in fact, try to get that in the proper format. So if it should pass and it goes to the voters of the state, it's something that's manageable and can be put into our statutes. The purpose of this bill is to clarify that and put some strong language in to be sure that gets done. If you look at the bill, Mr. President, on page 1, it said the proposed bill shall be in the format required for bills by Wyoming Statute 8-1-105. That is a format that is in our statutes that we follow, and it only makes sense that those on the initiative referendum would hear from that from the Secretary of State to put it in that format. And if you look on page 2, it's clarified that shall happen. And an example bill shall even be provided to them to help them along. And then further on page 2, Mr. President, if we're in session at the time of the conference, then the conference shall be held within 10 days after the adjournment of the session, just to give them some time. And the other thing, Mr. Chairman, on page 3, the bottom of the page, there's a 30-day requirement of this section shall be extended by the number of days any conference under subsection B of this section is delayed as a result of abatement of the conference during our legislative session. And The last part of it, Mr. President, is on page 4, that in fact the Secretary of State can deny this initiative is not done properly and for conforming to our statute. Vote, ask for your favorable consideration.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
No.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing Burns, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 27 aye, 3 no.
Senate File 30, having received two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Let me hand that bill back for a second. I referred that to Committee Number 1. If the committee chair will discuss that with Senator Case Corporations, make sure I sign that to the right committee. But for right now, it's signed to Committee Number 1. Senate File 31, first reading.
Senate File 31, Omnibus Water Bill Planning, sponsored by the Water Committee.
For an explanation, Senator Geis.
Mr. President, I would move Senate File 31 for two-thirds introduction. It's the Omnibus Water Bill, and I don't know what else I can tell you about it unless you want me to explain the whole bill.
Roll call.
Anderson.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Boner.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen. Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Dockstetter,
aye.
Driscoll,
aye.
Emmerich,
aye.
Escobel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Kinski, Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Pappas,
aye.
Perkins, Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Fladern,
aye.
Wasserberger,
aye.
President Nicholas,
aye.
Kinski,
excused.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 31, having received two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 32, first reading.
Senate File 32, Alternative School Accountability, sponsored by Education Committee.
Explanation, Senator Cole.
School accountability for introduction. What this bill does, Mr. President, is it really continues the work related to alternative school accountability in the Wyoming Accountability and Education Act that's been ongoing since 2011. It continues to exempt alternative schools from the school level accountability ratings that we find in phase one of accountability.
understand that these alternative schools are different type of learning environments with kids that have had problems, kids that have had, that have struggled in the common setting. It refines the indicators proposed by the Technical Advisory Committee that went out and studied the issue over the 2015 interim. It goes in and tasks the Department of Education with undertaking building a specific model for alternative schools and piloting that model over the 2016-17 school year. It also requires the department to propose business rules to govern the operation of the model. Probably the most important thing it does is it continues the operation of the Select Committee on Education Accountability through December 31st, 2018. It also continues the Technical Advisory Committee created last year to assist the Select Committee with their work on this subject. Accountability is an ongoing process. We've struggled for, particularly with Phase 2. The bill you'll see will not have Phase 2 in it as it exists right now, just Phase 1, which is the assessment side. That's how we figure out how to assess an accountability. Ask for your favorable consideration.
Roll call.
Anderson.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Boner.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
No.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Escobel. Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
No.
Johnson.
Aye.
Kinski.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
No.
Pappas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Fladern.
Aye.
Wasserberger.
Aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 26 aye, 4 no.
Senate File 32, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 33, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 33, Vehicle Registration Shell Businesses, sponsored by Transportation Committee.
For an explanation of the bill, Senator Meyer.
Let me get 33, Vehicle Registration Shell Business. What this does is create a rebuttable presumption relating to vehicles registered under the laws of another jurisdiction for purposes of titling, registration, and ownership. It provides a penalty definition and amends vehicle registration exemptions. The problem is, folks, is that we've got a lot of people with high-value vehicles out there that's going to one of our sister states to the north, forming an LLC, getting a registered agent. They don't have a business. The only reason they're doing it is to try to get out of the use tax, the sales tax, and the registration on high-dollar vehicles. And the department and law enforcement feel that they don't have enough guidance in the statutes to be able to effectively prosecute folks that are basically cheating the state out of their use taxes. And you're looking at somewhere between vehicles that are $100,000 to $200,000 in value. And so it's cheaper to basically say that you're a resident of another state, or you have a business in another state, where essentially it's a shell business. And all they're doing it is to avoid taxation. They love to move over here, have their two kids go to school and get get $34,000 worth of benefits in our school system for maybe $700 or $800 of house taxes, but they don't want to pay any taxes on the vehicles that they license in these other states. And so this gives direction and guidance to law enforcement, direction and guidance to the folks in the department about what is a shell business, what isn't a business, what is a resident, what isn't a resident,
and basically we'll, I think, try to get this under wraps. And, Mr. President, it's just been a sham by a lot of our citizens that are taking advantage of our tax system and advantage of our neighboring tax systems that don't have sales tax. And so, essentially, we're just trying to get things set straight. So, with that explanation, Mr. President, I hope your body's favorable consideration.
Roll call.
Anderson.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Boner.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Kinski.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Pappas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Here we go.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Fladern.
Aye.
Wasserberger.
Aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 aye, 1 no.
Senate File 33, having received two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 34, first reading.
Senate File 34, Uniform Fiduciary Access to Digital Assets Act, sponsored by Corporations Committee.
Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for the introduction of Senate File 34, Uniform Fiduciary Access to Digital Assets Act, and ask the body for favorable support consideration. Mr. President, this is a piece of legislation that's been in the works for a few years and has been a difficult one to tackle. This addresses the circumstance where you have a decedent's privacy rights in question. So somebody passes away, and you need to find a way to dispose of their digital assets, their pictures, their email, their other information, and you need to have the opportunity to access it from a fiduciary standpoint to dispose of the estate and to properly conclude the estate. We don't have statutes right now that govern that. Most states do, but as it turns out in recent years, a lot of the statutes that have been put into place in other states have had problems with them. There's been conflicts with federal law. There have been conflicts with industry, with trust and estate attorneys in those states. So each of the last few years, we've had legislation drafted. It hasn't been ready for prime time because there have been flaws, and so we've ended up passing on it and not introducing it. This came then through the Digital Information Privacy Task Force to the Corporations Committee and is moving forward. And the reason we've got a good product this year is that the Uniform Law Commission for the past several years had been working on a draft in this area, which was satisfactory to trust and estate attorneys, but was contrary to the interests of the digital information technology industry sector. At the same time, you had a net choice group, which was representative of industry, and they had a product that they considered to be a good solution for states, but it was not sensitive to some of the local interests and state interests of these trust and estate attorneys. Over the last year, those two groups got together and actually worked out the differences amongst themselves, put together this, which is a draft that is endorsed by the Uniform Law Commission and is acceptable to business and industry. That draft then came to our Digital Information Privacy Task Force. We incorporated it based on Wyoming statute and brought that forward to the Corporations Committee. So we finally have a piece of legislation that seems ready for prime time, and all of the players that are involved in this sector have supported this approach. I ask the body for favorable consideration. We don't have anything in law right now that really governs this, and we need something. We finally have something that seems to be satisfactory to all interested parties.
Roll call.
Anderson.
No.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Boner.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye. It's a week.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Kinski.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Pappas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Platern.
Aye.
Wasserberger.
Aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Anderson.
No to I. Anderson.
Awfully lonely out there.
Anderson, no to I. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 I.
Having received 100% of the votes and a majority, Senate File 34 is passed the committee of the whole, or actually is introduced. Introduced and assigned to Committee Number 7 of the Corporations. Senate File 35, first reading.
Senate File 35, Referendum Circulator Payment, sponsored by Corporations Committee.
Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for the introduction of Senate File Number 35, Referendum Circulator Payment. Mr. President, you might recall last year we had a bill, Senate File 49, which was a revision to the initiative and referendum statutes. What we did in that bill was to take and separate the law with respect to referendums and the law with respect to initiative. Corporations Committee spent a lot of time on the issue of initiative and referendums, but we should have incorporated this, Mr. Chairman. Mr. President, and this has to do with when circulators are paid based on a signature basis, and that is the subject of 2224-420. It says that a circulator of referendum petition or a person who causes the circulation of a referendum petition may not receive payment for the collection of signatures if that payment is based on the number of signatures collected. Mr. President, we had a lot of discussion about this, and this has come under question in other states because of constitutionality. And so this is a proposal to repeal that, Mr. President, and bring it in line with current court thinking. Ask for your favorable consideration.
Roll call.
Anderson.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Boner.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen. Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Dockstetter,
aye.
Driscoll,
aye.
Emmerich,
aye.
Escobel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Kinski,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Pappas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross, Rothfuss.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Platern.
Aye.
Wasserberger.
Aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 30 aye.
Senate File 35, having received 2/3 majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 36, first reading the bill.
Senate File 36, LLC Member and Manager Liability, sponsored by Corporations Committee.
Senator Case.
I move for the introduction of Senate File Number 36, LLC Member and Manager Liability. Mr. President, this restores the state of law that we believed it was or has been for a number of years with respect to single member limited liability company members. And this is brought to us by people in the bar, and Mr. President, be quite frank, it's brought in reaction to a ruling by a specific Wyoming Supreme Court case that caused our LLC statute to be suddenly fall on very shaky ground. And as you probably recall, Mr. President, we're the first state to have the limited liability corporation and have it actually approved by the IRS. This deals in that specific situation where there are single member LLCs. And in a recent Wyoming, relatively recent Wyoming court case, the corporate veil was pierced under that situation simply because, Mr. President, it had this characteristic. Now, it doesn't mean that there are instances where the corporate veil can be pierced and for good reason. But this says neither the failure of a limited liability company to observe any particular formalities relating to the exercise of its powers or management of its activities, which is the old language, nor the fact that a limited liability company elects to be treated as a disregarded pass-through entity for tax purposes. That's very similar to your S-Corp, Mr. President, where your taxes are assessed individually. That has nothing to do with whether it should be the corporate veil should be pierced or not. And so we ask for your consideration. It's strongly supported in our committee. I don't know anyone that's against it.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Esquivel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 30 aye.
Senate File 36, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 37, first reading.
Senate File 37, Boards and Commissions Party Affiliation, sponsored by Corporations Committee.
Explanation, Senator Case.
Mr. President, thank you. I move for the introduction of Senate File Number 37, Boards and Commissions Party Affiliation. I ask for your favorable approval. Mr. President, what this does is take a look at the long list of boards and commissions throughout the state and changes the requirements for party affiliations. Specifically, in most instances, it takes a specific number, which would be something like not more than four or can be from the same party. That's typical language, but not always the same language. And typically says that not more than 75% can be from any particular party, Mr. Chairman, and Mr. President. It also actually goes into a couple of commissions and boards and removes party requirements completely. And Mr. President felt that these particular boards were totally nonpartisan. There was no reason for a party split, and it removes that, but only in a couple of instances. I ask for your favorable consideration, Mr. President. You see, it's become kind of unworkable sometimes to find a specific party type from a specific place that represents a specific occupation that has green hair and long fingernails, Mr. President. It literally almost comes to that in some cases. This will make it slightly easier, but the 75% requirement will stay for most boards and commissioners. Ask for your favorable consideration.
Roll call.
Anderson.
Excused temporarily.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
No.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
I'm sorry?
Aye.
Esquivel?
No.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert? Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Excused.
Rothfuss?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern? Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
No.
Perkins?
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 24 aye, 5 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 37, having received two-thirds of the majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 7, Incorporations. Senate File 38, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 38, Data Management Policies, sponsored by the Corporations Committee.
Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for the introduction of Senate File 38, Data Management Policies, and ask the body for favorable consideration. Mr. President, this is another piece of legislation that originated with the Digital Information Privacy Task Force, was then recommended to the Joint Corporations Committee, and they sponsored it to the legislature. Mr. President, currently only one of our agencies has an affirmative obligation to protect our citizens' data, and that's the Department of Education in the state. So the rest of the agencies obviously do something, and they have data policies of some sort, but there's no real legal obligation from the state level to adhere to. There are no guidelines, there are no standards, and there's really no approach or ability within the government structure to audit that and make sure that the policies are being followed. So one of the recommendations that we had in talking to agencies in the task force was to put that affirmative obligation into statute. So this creates a new data policy requirement where every agency shall adopt, enforce, and maintain a policy regarding the collection, access, security, and use of data, and then goes on to provide some details and assure that the chief information officer of the state continues to monitor the level of rigor that the state agencies are using to protect that individual data and the privacy. So that would then extend to all of the state agencies. The second part of the legislation, there was some consideration by the task force of doing that for cities, towns, and counties and political subdivisions as well. There was general recognition that they lacked the resources at this point to actually do that. So the recommendation then in what's in Section 2 is that the state chief information officer would work with cities, towns, counties, and political subdivisions to develop guidelines for the collection, access, security, and use of data by counties, cities, towns, and counties, and political subdivisions. In other words, they're going to work together and try and put together some guidelines that can be used, recognizing that they're not really ready to have that requirement in place. There's no fiscal impact to this legislation. I'd ask the body for favorable consideration.
Roll call.
Anderson?
No.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
No.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross? Excused. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 27 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 38, having received two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 7, Incorporations. Senate File 39, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 39, Cease and Transfer Priority List, sponsored by Minerals Committee.
For an explanation, Senator Von Platern.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Senate File 39 and ask for the body's aye vote. This is, once again, the last 4 years I think we've done this. This just gives you the new priority list. And if you look at the fiscal note, you'll notice that we've taken 8 of them off. And also, at the beginning of this bill, it does give you some definitions so you know what an SWD is, and SWDD and a T stands for. And I think that's the fiscal note is actually the more important part, that we've taken care of 8 of them. And that how much money is left for closure projects is $53 million. The current project cost estimates are $13 million for transfer projects and $53 million for closure projects. That is what we know is left to pay for it. And other than that, we will try to get as many projects done as possible. So every year we need to update this priority list. And I ask for your favorable vote.
Roll call.
Anderson.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Boner.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader. Driscoll,
aye.
Emmerich,
aye.
Escobel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Kinski,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Pappas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross excused, Rothfuss,
aye.
Scott, Von Platern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 39, having received two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 42, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 42, Occupational Therapy Practice Act, sponsored by Corporations Committee.
For an explanation, Senator Case.
Mr. President, I would move for the introduction of Senate File Number 42, Occupational Therapy Practice Act. Mr. President, I want to commend yeoman work on this bill by Senator Scott from Natrona County. He also was involved in the last time this act was brought forward, which I believe was in 1992, Mr. President. So it had a lot of work to do to come up to present-day standards, remove of a lot of archaic language, and just generally bringing the act into conformance with our other acts. I ask for your favorable consideration.
Roll call.
Anderson.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Boner.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson? Ross, excused, Rothfuss.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Platern.
Aye.
Wasserberger.
Aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 42, having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The Senate will stand in recess for 15 minutes to give the staff a break, and then we'll finish the rest of these bills. So we'll come back at 4:05.